Be scattered afternoon storms, but most towns will stay dry. High temperature both days, lower 90s. Better rain chances start to come in Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a front gets closer to the state. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Crime Stoppers has identified a suspect in theft cases in Troy and Prattville. They say Chauncey Benson was located in Montgomery. He's now being held in the Autauga County Jail. State troopers have identified a man killed in a crash on Interstate 85 Thursday morning. He's 51-year-old David Self. He was killed when a pickup truck hit three cars that were in traffic. That crash happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Wall. Three other drivers have minor injuries. And members of the Troy community are preparing to take donations to help in relief efforts from Hurricane Florence. Organizers are asking for food, clothing, and hygiene items. At least 15 people from Troy will travel with a missionary group to North Carolina to help people in need. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisition. 825.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mass shooting at an office park in Aberdeen, Maryland.
Police have now arrested a 23-year-old man in Washington, D.C. for the murder of a jogger Tuesday night. Wendy Martinez was stabbed to death.
Michael Cohen has talked for hours with the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The president has released on Twitter the names of the first Korean War veterans identified from 55 boxes of remains turned over by North Korea.
Ticketmaster is accused of collecting double fees on some tickets you buy.
The Dow Jones and S&P 500 each surged into record territory.
Wells Fargo is planning to slash up to 10% of its workforce.
New York's attorney general is now suing a group of student loan debt relief companies who are accused of scamming students.
Authorities are calling off the search for two fishermen missing off Prince Edward Island.
Three major global petroleum companies now say they will join other international oil and gas companies in an initiative aimed at curbing carbon emissions.
Facebook is getting into the dating business.
California becomes the first state to prohibit full-service restaurants from automatically handing out plastic straws.
The Canadian government will eliminate unnecessary single-use plastics throughout all government operations.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First time calls need to let Joey know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, and then everything's on sale, 10% off at Sweet Creek Farm Market. That's everything. They've got pumpkins, they've got fall decorations, the 10% off even on the Cuban sandwich. But you can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market just by asking to be in there, and we'll do that drawing today, by the way. But the other thing is their Boston Butts, normally $35 or $29. and a slab of rib, St. Louis-style, slow-cooked, are $15 a slab. You can't beat that. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good. You know, I'm backtracking a little bit. I'm trying to give some thought to what the Dems were thinking when this happened. Now, let me give the time frame. This supposedly appeared in Dianne Feinstein's hands approximately 3 months ago. Is that correct?
Late in July.
Okay, so it was that. This was just after the appointment was made, or the appointment.
The nomination. The nomination was made on the 8th, and so it was like, we don't know when she talked to the member of Congress, but we do know that Feinstein talked to her on July the 20th and July the 30th.
Okay. Now, that's information I didn't have, but I'm glad you said that. At that time, when she was talking to her, one of two things happened. Either she found some credible evidence of some kind or a credible claim of some kind, or she did not. Now, having said that, if you are a Democrat and a leader in the Democrat Party, and you know that something as volatile as this, a drive-by accusation that you got no backing for, that's not going to go anywhere, that's going to hurt the credibility of the Democrat Party worse than it already is, why in the world would they do this?
Only if you could prove that that was the case. See, what's happening right now is the Democrats are playing the role of champion of women, and Republicans are playing the old white guy part. And it's not that they want to play that, but that's how they're being cast in this plot that's happening. So right now, the Democrats have gotten the political advantage of this. Now, there's a point that it could flip on them. But it's going to have to be that the Republicans are challenging them successfully, that they're doing this for political purposes.
Okay. Now, that was my next point. What this is going to do to the Democrat Party, if it does not play out the way that they have envisioned it, it is going to make the midterms even more slanted than it could have been. Because, like I said, the credibility goes totally out the window. And everybody's going to be saying this is modus operandi. Every time Democrats have got something they're trying to stop, they start slinging mud or trying to dig in the past to find something bad on somebody who is going to be prominent within the Republican Party.
And if Republicans can get that message out effectively, then I absolutely agree with you. The problem is you will not have a willing ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, which basically leaves you Fox and some other outlets.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But one thing you have to remember, though, this is fodder for the Republican candidates. They can say to the voters, every time we run against a Democrat, they try to find some kind of dirt, either real or imagined, on us, so they can discredit us and have us not go into office. Now, understand, if you're going to cast your vote for a Democrat, make sure it's for a good reason. Make sure they've given you some reason to say this person's going to serve me well and they're going to do it honorably. If not, like Donald Trump said, what you got to lose?
Well, let me tell you, don't think in broad terms. Think of 10 to 13 Senate seats. And you have, for example, in Nevada, Heller running against a female candidate who right now is leading him. And He's got to be careful how he handles that politically. Claire McCaskill, female in Missouri, is basically came out and said, "I believe her, and I'm not going to vote for Kavanaugh." Now, she's going to have to. That had to be a weighed out political. She knew what she was saying when she said that, so she's thought this thing through. So she must be looking at some kind of polling data that helps her with that. Now, that Republican, who's a pretty darn good candidate, who was leading her last time I looked at it, he's going to have to make hay out of that.
The only thing is, if it ends up being smelly gas in a balloon that gets popped, it's going to make everybody who's associated with it on the opposite side look foolish. And this is where I think the Republican candidates, can make real hay with it, by saying, guess what? I'm one of the few that couldn't find something on to try to expose, to try to make me look foolish, or to make you vote to the other side. So yeah. I think it's I may be crazy, but I think this is a gift to the Republicans. As long as nothing else comes up, we're not made aware of anything else that could give it some credibility.
Well, I think it has the potential of being a gift, but they're going to have to do something to get the tables turned. Right now, you can just look at the news reports that this is not playing well for Republicans.
And that's, again, where I'm saying the Republican candidates are going to have to carry the ball on this one.
Yeah, and the problem is they're not that good. Papa John, you have a great day. Let me go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I got you on the speaker. Just give me a half a second here, and I'll get you on speaker. Anyway, you know, if something traumatic happened to me, like happened to that woman or that girl at the time, this is something that I would remember almost everything that happened from that point on. Now, you still there, Dan?
I am.
Okay. The only thing she seems to remember is that Kavanaugh did this to her. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't know how she left. So she must have been completely drunk out of her mind.
Well, she said that she had had a couple of beers or a beer. Her attorney said that. We don't know if she has not said or doesn't know how she got there and how she got back. I've just never seen the answer to that question.
Yeah, and like I'm saying, if something traumatic happened, I mean, you would think you would remember everything pretty much from that day, for that day, forever. That's an important event in your life.
But there also is something that's called suppression, and it's one of those things that's kind of like, you know, phantom pain. It's hard to prove that you have it or you don't have it. But she's gonna plead suppression.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Jim. Let's go to Faye. Faye, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I just have a couple of points I'd like to make. This deal with Judge Kavanaugh, every mother that has sons should take this to heart, because they can make a mistake as a teenager, and this will be with them for the rest of their life, and anyone can come along and ruin their life. So anybody that has sons should really think about this, because this is something that could affect them for the rest of their life. Personally, I don't believe what's going on. I think it's totally political, but, you know, it's for mothers. Let's think about this. Second thing, I don't think the Democrats are there as champion for women. If they were, they would also consider the children of those women.
Okay, so, but when you say, because I've had this discussion with my boys, is that, remember, you don't put yourself in an awkward situation because you can be accused of a lot of different things. That mean that you did it, but you can be accused. So try not to put yourself in an awkward situation.
Well, exactly. You always teach your children to do what's right.
You're talking on both sides of the equation. You can't say boys will be boys and this kind of stuff, but then also you're right with that, but the issue here is that you can be a Boy Scout and somebody can still accuse you of something that you didn't do.
Exactly. And
so just pick out whichever one of those you want to discuss, but just let me know when you're discussing that one. But go ahead.
No, that's all I wanted to say. What I'm saying is that it appears to me that a teenage boy, if they make a mistake as a teenager, then that's for life.
Okay, but are you saying that he made a mistake?
I'm not saying that he made a mistake. I don't think he did.
Okay, so
I think that it's a political thing, personally.
Okay, so then that's you jumped track again. You're right. Everybody needs to make sure that if they do something wrong, you can stay with them the rest of their lives. There are a lot of things with that. That's drinking, that's sex, that's a lot of different things. But then on the other side, We're living in a world that somebody can say almost anything and accuse someone of things, and there may be a little bit of truth to it, but they can really blow it up, and they can really change and ruin people's lives politically, because that's where it's being used, politically.
Exactly.
Thanks for the telephone call. Helped her with that one, I hope. Let's go to RJ. RJ, welcome aboard.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
RJ, I am excellent.
Me too. Well, I guess I want to put a little different spin on what everybody else is talking about.
Okay.
About Kavanaugh. Well, I had read several different articles and listened to some other speakers speak, and one of the things that they have said was that Schumer had met with Trump. This is earlier, before any of this came out. And Schumer had told Trump that they would vote Kavanaugh in, you know, into the court, if Trump would agree not to release any of these papers that Trump has said he's fixing to release. Because these people know that when those papers are released and the people really see all this corruption that's been going on, their careers will be over.
No, and I agree with you, but I've not seen that Schumer said to Trump, I will pass Kavanaugh through. Hang on, guys. Pass Kavanaugh through if you don't release the papers. Where did you see that?
I don't remember the name of the program, but then something else I wanted to mention, too. Okay, this lady keeps saying she wants an investigation. Well, doesn't she realize if there's an investigation, it's not going to be a one-way street. It's going to be an investigation on her, too. And it should go back to the time she's 15 years old. And it should all be brought out, everything she has done from time she's 15 years old, the same as she wants done for Kavanaugh. I mean, it would only be fair. And it does not. And if she does that, put it out there in front of the public. You know, it couldn't be behind closed doors. If she's wanting to have everything about him out there in public, it should be her, too. And that's all.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call.
Oh, put me in for the drawing, will you?
RJ, give me your month and day of birth.
12/28.
Wow. Missed it by 3.
Yeah. I was a Christmas baby.
I like that. Is it tough having a birthday that close to Christmas?
I know. You got everything at the same time.
Yeah.
Birthday and Christmas.
I like that. You have a great day, RJ. We got you in
Thank
the drawing.
You.
Also, Papa B wants in the drawing.
Okay.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
You got me, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Crazy article that just came out 25 minutes ago from New York Times.
Yeah.
Where Rosenstein, they're saying that Rosenstein wore a wiretap in talking to Trump. And was one of the people that had talked to cabinet officials about the 25th Amendment. Rosenstein said that is an inaccurate report. I'm going to get you to read this article.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Let's go to the phones and go to George. Hey, George.
Hey, Dan, if I was on the committee, I would call for the Kavanaugh vote right now, as soon as possible. Get it done. They got the majority vote. Never mind what this stupid woman said. What do you think?
Well, it depends on whether they have the votes.
You think they don't? Don't they have a majority?
They have a majority, but some of the people that are in the majority may not vote for them.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a lot.
No. And then, there's nothing like when you're dealing with Republicans.
Okay. If you kicked it, if you did that and kicked it to the Senate for the full vote, would you have the same worry and wringing of hands about this Ford person?
So, well, I can't answer that question. You have four Republicans, Corker, Collins, Murkowski, and Flake, that are questionable. Now, three of those have basically said, if she doesn't show up, then we need to go ahead with the vote, which implies to me that they're willing to vote in the affirmative. But if she doesn't show up on Thursday, do they, well, she's supposed to be there Monday, but she wants to do it Thursday. So if they move it to Thursday and she didn't show up on Thursday, do they say, screw it, we're going ahead and vote?
Yeah. Well, all right. See, right now, the Republicans are playing defense against a bunch of crap. I think the Republicans ought to find a way to play offense and do whatever it takes to get this over with, because time is running out on the midterms and everything else. And I can't see all this dwelling and moaning and wailing about this woman that pops out of the woodwork at the last minute. Well, I just don't care.
Okay, well, the reason this happened is you don't have enough Republicans that are saying all this is political. But I think they would say that at some point in the future if she doesn't show up. But the Republicans have to handle this very carefully, because this could definitely blow up on them.
Well, okay. I'd say that's just me then. I never would make it in politics. I was involved in government for a long time, but I never would make it in politics.
I do know you've been involved in government for a while. Let's go to Ritz. Do we have enough time? Yep. Ritz, welcome aboard.
I'll make it quick, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
You take as much time as you'd like.
I just wanted to point out that all these conditions that apply to Kavanaugh don't apply to all politicians or appointees. It only applies to Republicans.
Bingo.
Democrats get the free ride. And I can't understand, with that known fact, why the populace of this country can't understand that it's all just political gamesmanship.
Well, if you're a Republican, you understand that. If you're a Democrat, you don't understand that. The question is, if you're an independent, what do you think? And the polling that's affecting, the biggest group that's being affected are white women who are independent and who live in the suburbs.
Well, you say that it matters what they think. I'm thinking just the opposite. It's because they don't think that they're affected. It's not what they think. It's because they don't think.
Yeah,
because it's obvious what's going on.
Right.
And I can't understand why it's not to everyone else.
Yeah, and in a very polite way, you call them dumb. But that's what you've got to do is you have to get them to think. And if they can create a narrative in this that this is political, if the Republicans can get that message over there, then they've got it. But see, if you're a suburbanite female and you're in St. Louis and you're watching ABC, NBC, or CBS, or CNN, or MSNBC, you're not getting the message that this is political. You're getting an opposite message, that the Republicans are being too heavy-handed with this.
Yeah, there's your problem right there, the media.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. All right, my friend, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Rich. Okay, everybody, hang on for me. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, September 21st through the 24th. You heard right, 40% off paints and stains. With colors like Vanity Pink and Library Pewter, we've got the perfect paint for your DIY project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and talk to our experts today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-Piece Chicken Feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter's questioning why Christine Ford didn't report her alleged sexual assault 36 years ago when she was a teenager. Senate Republicans are considering her conditions to testify about her claim against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Fox News has learned they consider Christine Blasey Ford's request that Judge Kavanaugh testify first a non-starter, as well as request to subpoena other potential witnesses. Ford has other conditions for a hearing, that she not be in the same room with Judge Kavanaugh, and that members of the Senate Judiciary Committee ask the questions.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Two adults and three newborns are stabbed at an unlicensed neighborhood nursery in New York City. They're in critical condition, so is the suspect who worked there.
A 52-year-old female had a slash wound to her left wrist. Two knives were recovered at the scene.
Assistant Police Chief Juanita Holmes, there's no word on a motive for the stabbings. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the last official day of summer, nothing changes. Partly sunny with a high today around 93. Scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms here and there. Good luck. Many towns will stay dry. Low temperature 73. Tomorrow is the first day of fall officially, with fall arriving at 8:54 tomorrow night. Forecast for tomorrow and Sunday, widely scattered afternoon storms, but most towns will stay dry. High temperature both days, lower 90s. Better rain chances start to come in Monday and Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as the front gets closer to the state. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Friday, TGIF edition. Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market, 10% off everything. They've got pumpkins, they've got fall decorations, the largest pumpkin selection around. Great quality, too, and great prices. Boston Butt, instead of $35, it's $29 if you want to chew on a little Arkansas pig. I'd do that or do the slab of ribs, St. Louis style, $15.
Look at the way we gotta hide what we're
doing. Let's go to the phones. Clint Jr., welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I was just wondering, ever since this confirmation has been going on, every Democrat that talked to Kavanaugh tried to get this thing extended. As soon as they aren't getting what they want, this lady pops up out of the blue and they don't see a connection to that?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I just listened to Feinstein's legal person on the committee, former legal person. He said that their excuse is this. This was not going to come out because she didn't want it to come out. And then it got leaked to the press, and then it already come out, so then she wanted to testify. That's how they're coming up with this at the last minute. So here's a question. Who leaked this to the press? Was it Feinstein? Was it the lady herself? Was it the congresswoman that got it? Who all had seen this actual letter? She talked about it on the committee, but she didn't mention the person's name.
Right. I bet they all had a piece of it. And with all the times they wanted it to get extended and they didn't get it, this is just the perfect thing way to get what they want.
It is right out of the Democrat playbook. What you do is you accuse somebody of something, accuse them of being a racist, accuse them of being a sexist, accuse them of being a homophobe. You just go down the list and you pick one of those and you do that.
Yeah, sounds like Democrats.
Me, I agree with that. Clint Jr.,
nice talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to you. Don't forget about it. If you want to get in the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, we're going to be doing that last hour. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
I would like my name in for the drawing.
Okay.
6-9. 6-9.
You're in.
And if Judge Kavanaugh did this as a drunken 17-year-old, does that mean that he's not qualified to be a Supreme Court judge?
If the allegation is of attempted rape, that would be a question of character.
As a drunk 17-year-old.
I think that's the way the Democrats would look at it.
Wow. Sad, sad, sad. I had another question, too, but I've already forgot what it was.
That's so. All right.
I love the show. I tell you this every time. I learn so much from all the shows, the morning shows and yours, especially yours. And I appreciate you and Joey. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How's it going today?
Doing great. I've got some information based on your telephone call from yesterday that I want you to hear.
All right.
Let me pull up the Dukowicz spot, and let's see which one it is. It's number 2. Listen to this.
This is what he's talking about. Listen to Rachel Maddow.
There's no statute of limitations for a felony like this in Maryland. The reason they have not yet opened a criminal investigation of this matter is because they have not received a criminal complaint. I don't know if it will always be that way. If Dr. Ford ever wanted to pursue it this way, that she could, at any point, make that criminal complaint. Such a complaint could start a criminal investigation, conceivably of a sitting Supreme Court justice, for felony attempted rape. There is no rule against indicting a Supreme Court justice.
She goes on to explain that if he does make it through the confirmation process, he should be removed from the bench and thrown in jail for assault. Could that happen?
Theoretically, it's never happened in the history of the United States or any Anglo-American legal system that a person has been prosecuted 35 years later. First of all, there's no evidence whatsoever, even under her story, of attempted rape. Attempted rape under Maryland law requires a specific intent to, I have to use this word, penetrate. There has to be that specific intent. Here the allegation is groping, touching, fondling, maybe trying to remove clothing. He has an opportunity, obviously, to deny that. He has categorically denied it. What the most disturbing thing is these people who are on television, some people I know and respect. I believe her. You've never met her. You don't know anything about her.
She hasn't even got under oath to give her story.
Are women born with a special gene for telling the truth and men with a special gene for lying? Mm-hmm. I don't believe her. I don't believe him. I have an open mind. I want to hear both sides of the story and make a determination. That's what the American system of justice is all about.
How about that for answering a lot of questions that she brought up yesterday?
Well, every now and then somebody suffering from mad cow disease can get it right.
Here's the other side of that. As soon as I heard this, I picked up the phone and called somebody. And the problem is if she does file the report and it's a false report and the local authorities go in and investigate it, she could be in some deep doo-doo.
Bingo.
And so that's why she's not doing it.
Well, I just wish, and I know it's probably not going to happen, I just wish the good judge's wife would take a page out of the Democratic playbook and use the Hillary defense of her man in... And when Bill was accused of rape and the lady had a specific location, a time, a place, a room, and even could identify a specific mole on a specific area of the body, they said it didn't happen. It couldn't have happened, not to a Supreme Democrat. And as that great other Democrat said, you know, you can drag a dollar bill through a trailer park and pick up, you know, most anything. They can say anything they want to about a female when a Democrat is accused, and they can wash it away. I just wish that Republicans would go on the same offensive mode that the Democrats use.
Well, Seb, they need to do it a little more tactfully, because the other problem that you have, Steve, is the way the press takes that story and they basically put it out there in the way that the Democrats want to hear it.
Well, if you know, I mean, this is the age-old defense lawyers use it every day in a courtroom. It's get a continuance, put it off. I mean, it's classic. And if they allow her to do this, what they're going to do is allow 7 days, 10 days, and during that time, they're going to identify another perceived victim that said, while I'm laying on my counselor's couch, it came to me that Judge Kavanaugh attempted to fondle me when I was in the sixth grade, and he pulled on my ponytail. I mean, it's coming.
Steve, I'm sorry to hear about the mad cow disease.
Yeah, well, you know, it's spreading, and it's an affliction that can happen to anybody by watching that show. Have a good day.
Have a great weekend, Steve. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Rick. I guess I'll go 24-11.
24-11. Rick, you're in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
The reason the Democrats keep doing this is that the Republicans keep capitulating to it. And as long as the Republicans continue to fold, the Democrats are going to keep doing it. And, you know, Grassley said, you know, Monday, it ought to be Monday. Pushing it off another 4 days to Thursday, they're just going to come up with another reason to try to push it. And I understand that the Republicans don't want to get the bad press. Too late. They already got the bad press. And no matter what they do, they're going to get the bad press. And I say go ahead and she doesn't show up Monday, do a vote on Wednesday, and let's get this thing moving along so he's on the bench by the 1st of October.
As long as you keep all the Republicans in play and they're satisfied with that, then that's probably pretty close to what's going to happen.
I think you would have to be blind and dumb to not realize what's going on.
And, well, but see, Rick, the only problem is there's a lot of blind and dumb people out there.
Well, I agree, and you're not going to change their mind.
The problem is if they're blind and dumb represent the majority, then you have a political problem with that.
You know, I really don't believe it because CNN had a all-female panel this morning, and all those women said it was a joke and that they supported Kavanaugh. I don't think there's that many stupid women out there. Women are pretty smart. And the thing is that you may have some polls that say otherwise, and I would question what the internals in those polls were and what the questions were.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rick. Let me continue on with Duke West. Let's start out with cut number one, talking about Ford's request.
So what do you make of Dr. Ford's attorney's request for a number of things, security, who's sure. going to be interrogating her, and the suggestion that Mr. Kavanaugh has got to testify before she makes the accusations in public.
That is the most absurd, anti-due process, anti-American concept. You testify without having been formally accused under oath. Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined with probing questions. And I do agree with her that they ought to bring in any possible witness, a judge or anybody else, subpoena them if they won't testify voluntarily, and let the FBI continue its background check. That's what it does. But now we have people, Rachel Maddow, some of my colleagues, saying he ought to be criminally prosecuted and go to jail. And even if he's confirmed, there ought to be a criminal investigation and he ought to be impeached.
And you heard Maddow say that and the thesis behind it. So let's continue on. And Dukowicz is going to be talking about Ford's letter and kind of the process that happened.
What do you make, Professor, of the fact that Chuck Grassley, who heads up that committee, has asked Dianne Feinstein, who got that letter from her back in July, said, I want an unredacted copy. I want to see what she said to you in the letter. And so far, she's refusing to release it.
Not only refusing to release it to him, but to the other Democrats on the committee, as right. I understand it. There's no reason why it shouldn't be released. She's coming forward. She produced her name to the Washington Post. You can't, on the one hand, make the most serious accusation that anybody can be accused of, and on the other hand say, no, but I have privacy. I'm going to tell you part of the truth, but not the whole truth. That's unacceptable. So everything is now a matter of disclosure. Whether it's disclosed publicly or privately is a different matter. There may be things in the letter mm-hmm. that pertain to her privacy. Okay, let it be seen by senators under a seal.
Okay, so now he's going to be asked about the Dems and how what they're doing with this.
Meanwhile, there's been an allegation against a sitting Democratic member of Congress, the number two official at the Democratic National Committee, Keith Ellison, by a woman who's been on the record for some time, and it's a lot more recent than 36 years ago. And you don't seem to hear a lot of Democratic
and
leaders.
And also, she's now produced some documentation about what she said before she made the accusation. Look, it would be better if she could come forward with the videotape she claims exists. But the one rule has to be a single standard for Democrats and Republicans. You can't have Rachel Maddow and other people on television applying one standard to Kavanaugh and another standard to a man who was the deputy director of the Democratic National Committee and now is poised to become the attorney general, the chief law enforcement officer of Minnesota. You have to have the shoe on the other foot test has to be passed. What you are saying about somebody who is a Republican, you must have to say about somebody who's a Democrat. You have to have equal justice in this country.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Doesn't work out that way, but I'm here to put pressure on people to make sure it works out that way. We have to have a single standard. I don't care whether the Democrats are hurt, the Republicans are hurt, somebody I voted for is hurt. A single standard of justice. If you don't have a single standard of justice, you're in the world of Lavrenti Beria and Stalin, who said to Stalin, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. We're now trying to criminalize the confirmation process and put people in jail. People are not going to want to serve the country if they have to go through this. Look, there's no excuse for any sexual assault at any age, ever, under any circumstances. But you can't just presume it's true without full opportunity to cross-examine the accuser and a full opportunity for the accused, after he's accused, to take the witness stand and testify.
He has been the one of the most level-minded people on Trump. Guys, Dan Black's going to be in the studio next week for Mr. Electric, talking about his venture over into North and South Carolina and the devastation that he saw. But one of the things he really understands is the need for a backup generator for a long period of time, if necessary. Not just a little bit of convenience, but to help for a lot of inconvenience that you may have, or we have, bad storms, whether ice, snow, or tornadoes, or flooding that happens. So Mr. Electric has got backup generators for you, and they have them discounted prices. So I want you to take this telephone number down. I want you to give him a call, because Dan is back into town. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric and the backup generator, they'll come out and give you a price on it. They just need to set up an appointment with you. You set it up, time certain, and they'll be there. I promise. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
The Dan Morris Show.
There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget about Sweet Creek Farm Market. Everything 10% off. They've got pumpkins, all your fall decorations, and some great food. Even the Cuban sandwich is 10% off. I asked. Drive down there to save 80 cents. Of course, when I get this camp stew and everything else, I'd save more than that. Also, they have the Boston butt, normally $35, $29. And the St. Louis style ribs, $15. Slow cooked. Okay, let's go back to some cuts here. Let's pick up Trey Gowdy here. He's going to be talking about Kavanaugh, and then we're going to kind of get into another discussion. I have one more loop I need to do here.
The way I know to reconcile that is for Dr. Ford to testify and for Judge Kavanaugh to testify and for good, fair, but firm questions to be asked of both. I don't know how an FBI investigation would help unless they're able to locate witnesses that can either corroborate or contradict. There is no crime scene to analyze. There are no forensics to analyze. And the FBI can't interview her and Judge Kavanaugh and then repeat back what they say. That you can't determine credibility that way. So I hope that she comes. I hope that she will testify. I think she'll be treated fairly. I would hope that she would. And I think Judge Kavanaugh should also be given an opportunity to respond.
Okay. So I think he and Trey Gowdy is very good. We haven't seen Trey Gowdy in a while, by the way. So I was kind of surprised when I ran across this. Let's go to the next part. And something that several callers have brought up. You know, why now? And when you're doing the highest court in the land, remember, he came from the second highest court in the land. Let's listen in.
Your thoughts about where we are now and this latest letter from her attorney that they're now negotiating on her to testify.
It's an incredibly serious allegation that, in my judgment, Brett is not mitigated by the passage of time. It's an equally straightforward denial by Judge Kavanaugh. When the suspect says, I was not even at the scene of the party, that's a classic credibility context. One witness says that I was physically and sexually assaulted to the point that I was in fear for my life. And the person that she names as the suspect says, I was not even at the party. So the only
you mentioned the FBI investigation call, and that really is what Democrats are saying the most. Here is Senator Doug Jones and also Sheldon Whitehouse.
Doug Jones.
I prosecuted 38-year-old cases, so they're pretty good about locating witnesses and finding people. That's their job. They're a hell of a lot better at it than the Senate majority or minority staff. That's what the FBI does. That's what they're trained to do.
And even if they were to ram this guy through, as soon as Democrats get Galvel's work, going to want to get to the bottom of this.
If the Democrats win back the House and or the Senate, Democrats will investigate what happened.
I am confident of that, and I think we'll also be investigating why the FBI stood down its background investigation when this came up.
All right, there's two. I want one more. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand just a few moments ago, earlier this afternoon.
Judge Kavanaugh has not asked to have the FBI review these claims. Is that the reaction of an innocent person? It is not.
Can you get reaction to all of those?
Wow. I when I walked into the studio tonight, there was a presumption of innocence, and you did not have to prove your innocence. So I'm a little surprised at what the senator from New York said. Brett, I'll tell you this. I think that Dr. Ford met with Democrat legislators before the FBI investigated it. I know that she talked to the Washington Post before the FBI investigated it. The FBI does not have jurisdiction over state sex assault claims. If they want to locate witnesses, if there are witnesses that know whether or not this happened, I'm all for it, and I'm all for them being compelled to come testify. But the FBI does not have jurisdiction over a state sex assault claim, and Judge Kavanaugh does not have the burden of proving his innocence. He has said he was not present. The last time I checked, the government has the burden of proof in a criminal case. Now, if someone argue, well, this isn't criminal, you know, Brett, he was vetted for the second highest court in the land 15 years ago. These are incredibly serious allegations. If they make you unfit for the highest court in the land, would they also not make you unfit for the second highest court in the land?
Great point. Absolutely great point. And so, and when you take this thing and you look at it with a little critical thinking, take it objectively, you see this for what it is. And it's political. But the Republicans have got to get the message out. They've got to go in and get talking points and stop looking like old white men out here who are fumbling around and trying to be gracious to the Democrats. They need to be a lot more aggressive than this. And there's several people on there who can do that. Not many. I mean, Kennedy can be the kind of the laughing guy, make a joke of the Democrats. You've got some others that can land, Lindsey Graham being one, can land some punches in a nice way, but you need to call it for what it is. It is political, but you've got to hone a message, and you got to come up with a time certain and a plan. Let's say you take it on Thursday. Say, okay, we'll do Thursday. We'll do them both. Then if she doesn't show, then they leave right then and go do a vote. And you've got every Republican in on that. If you can pull that off, that'd be great. But you got to stop reacting to them. You have to start creating a plan and stick with it. It's a political battle plan. You have to stay with it because this isn't about judicial anymore. It's about politics. They made it political, and what you've got to do is make them pay a political price for it. News Talk 93.1 FM. Don't forget Don Duncan, All American Tire. And auto, two locations on Madison Avenue, one location on Bell Road, and then the new location in Millbrook behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. That's where my good friend, All-American Mike, is. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, how much you appreciate them being on the show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.